Big commercial ships routinely take on and let out water to remain stable, which in the past has led to the infestation of invasive species like zebra mussels in the Great Lakes. These days, ships have to clean and sterilize this ballast water in order to kill all the little aquatic hitchhikers. Currently, the EPA and the Coast Guard both have the authority to set standards for how clean the water has to be before it's released. And every state with a port has the freedom to create and enforce their own standards. Steve Fisher with the American Great Lakes Ports Association says this leads to what he calls regulatory chaos.
The fear is there that they will, at some point in the future, not be harmonized with each other.
The Commercial Vessel Incidental Discharge Act is supposed to address this problem. It gives the Coast Guard sole authority to enforce a uniform standard for sterilizing ballast water. But not everyone is on board. Courts have ruled that current ballast water regulations are not compliant with the Clean Water Act, and environmental groups worry about locking in regulations that they see as too weak on the issue of water quality. Rebecca Riley from the Natural Resources Defense Council says it's also important to maintain states' rights, especially in the face of a presidential administration that has openly promised to roll back environmental protections.
If the Trump administration isn't willing to put in place the protections we need to keep our water clean, it's important that states are able to do so.
The bill has been making its way through Congress for the last few years in various forms and was recently reintroduced at the beginning of this year. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Veronica Volk in Rochester, New York.